You know what? I would definitely recommend that because here's the thing. When it comes to relationships, you know, you don't want people who are just going to like say whatever you want. I mean, like we kind of talked about this last question a little bit. But what we want is like what Proverbs 15:22 says, we want many counselors. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. You know, that's what we really want. And, you know, you can get advice from lots of people, but I would say get advice from people you know well. I mean, like, yeah. I had friends who would actually circumvent...
great word.
Yep. Circumvent, believe it or not, flirtatious girls when I was young because they knew I took rejection hard. And they didn't want to see me get hurt. So even actually, I remember one time they actually saw a girl who they knew actually was going to have no intentions of making some sort of relationship of it, you know, but she was kind of doing this flirty thing and they're like, no, that's no good. They actually got their guard up on my behalf.
That's good.
And, you know, other times I've had family tell me, you know what, this is a bad idea. I don't think that's, you know, this is the right person for you or whatever. I've had pastors tell me things like, you know, don't do this. It's going to break you. You know, so when it comes to relationships, we should indeed have those who can counsel us. And, you know, it all comes back to Proverbs 15. If we don't have those advisors in place, guess what? Our plans are going to fail.
Yeah. I think that this time in history, more than ever, is a time where people become more comfortable with the notion, the idea of maybe even sitting down with a counselor. I know that it was kind of by a lot of circles. I don't know. It wasn't, I don't think it was as commonly accepted, even maybe say 10 years ago, as it was in 2022, where we're really realizing the importance of it and having, you know, differing opinions. One thing I think of as well is there's a common objection that I hear of people like, you know what, the things that they're going to say, they just assume they're already going to know. But at the same time, even if you think you know the answers to life situations, maybe they're going to say it and pitch it in a different way that gets you thinking a little bit differently. Maybe you might bring up different like discussion points to have within that relationship or whatever, you know?
It's true. Yeah.
A lot of value.
Yeah. And I mean, like you said, these past couple of years have sort of changed the whole idea of, well, should I talk to someone about relationships? Well, guess what? Because we've been so cut off from each other, the last couple of years, the need to talk has really grown.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it just goes right back to the question that you answered before, where now it comes down to finding those right people. Because how else do you know, Andrew? There's a few people that I'm thinking of right now, maybe in my life, where if I came to them and asked them for relationship advice, it would be...
game over.
It'd be a little wild,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. So you want to have people have good heads on their shoulders.